We talked about it earlier. It's been a while since Scott City's knocked off Holcomb. Not only did they get them once today, but they got them twice. And it was really your pitching that started everything for you guys. What was the big story for your team here today?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Harrison and Kevin, they both did an amazing job today. Just unbelievable the way they pitched today. And, you know, and they got – both of them got out of some pretty important jams in both games and you know, got a strikeout when they absolutely needed to have one. Kevin, I don't know how many. You probably already told everybody how many he had, but it's a lot. I don't know how many.
16.
That's a lot.
Out of 18 outs.
That's incredible. That's an awesome job by him.
Absolutely. But your offense got some runs when they needed to, and you mentioned Kevin there. He had a RBI triple to tie the game in this first game and then had an RBI grand out as well to give you guys a 3-1 lead, and he had a couple RBIs, and it was in the first game, Blaine Culp who drove in two of the three runs, and Ryan Kurt had a pretty good bat as well today as well for you guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had some timely hits, Ron Weathers had a big hit game two.
Yes.
You know, with two outs to increase our lead. And like you said, there in the first inning to come back and, you know, get that run back right away against him after, you know, letting him score first to come back. And we had the lead after the second, right?
You know what? Overall, I think you have to be pretty happy. And this might have been one of your best defensive efforts for a doubleheader today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we played good. You know, just a couple, you know, minor things that we corrected just in between innings and stuff like that. And other than that, we played really well. Blaine did an awesome job behind the plate tonight, keeping everything in front, calling a good game.
Your team able to take advantage of some walks there. And how, you know, they've been kind of dealing with this lately, kind of testing their patience with some of the pitching there. And Holcomb just couldn't quite get any in that strike zone there for a while there. And you guys were able to take advantage of it, especially down the stretch when Holcomb went deeper and deeper into their pitching a bullpen there. But how big was that for you guys to just kind of stay patient as much as possible there and score runs that way?
You know, you have to. You have to take what the game gives you. You know, in game one, I think we were a little anxious at the plate, especially some of our better hitters when they had some runs out, some runners in scoring position. They got a little anxious, got a little reaching, you know, kind of hit the end of the barrel and, you know, and didn't make, you know, great contact. But over the course of game one, we were able to, like you said, get a couple walks, get a run in, score here, score there, and it just kind of kept piecing it together in game one. Then game two, you know, as the innings progressed, we were able to score quite a few.
13 wins for the program, 10 game winning streak here. That's the most in a long time. I think probably most in about 8 years for wins anyway, but also no worse than second in the league. That's been a long time since Scott City's been in that position. And what does that mean for such a young, I mean, really a young team with a handful of upperclassmen here?
Yeah, no, that's great. You know, a couple of years ago, we were able to, I think, tie for third. That felt pretty good. But second, and, you know, just having our part done. There's some league games left to play that, you know, might work themselves out. And we'll see if we're tied for second or not sometime next week. But, you know, that's just a pretty good feeling for the kids right now to know that this group has done some things that hasn't been done in a long time.
Well, you guys have 11 days off before you return here for regionals. Probably sit number two seed. And what do you guys do over the next 11 days to get ready for regionals here at home?
You know, we're going to keep things pretty much the same. I mean, we've been on a rotation of playing practice over this winning streak. But this week with the rain delay or postponement from Tuesday to today, we had a little bit change in schedule. And you know, we'll go light tomorrow, probably, and we'll get after it Monday and Tuesday. Probably go light Wednesday again, and then have a strong practice on Thursday and Friday. So, you know, we've got a couple things we'll mix in. We're going to have to get some bullpen sessions going and keep our pitchers, all of them, the whole staff, you know, kind of active. You know, we don't want to get too far out of hand to, you know, as far as scrimmaging goes with injuries and stuff like that. But we'll get some bullpen sessions and face some live pitching and you know, kind of keep in the routine and simulate a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you got a whole 11 days to prepare for regionals, and it's kind of nice getting all 20 games into the regular season. It's been a while since that's happened.
It has. You know, it was last year we missed four games, and you know, and this year up until Tuesday we had played them all on the same day we were supposed to at the same times and in the same location. You know, getting them all in, playing them all, and basically playing them all when they were scheduled is pretty good. Talked about it before, but with the Tuesday, Thursday over the last 2 weeks and just our pitching staff and the way they handled themselves and working that efficiency and allowing us to to get this winning streak started, really. Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Well, congratulations, Coach. What a way to end the season here. And, again, 11 days to get ready for regionals is probably the number two seed at least here. And thanks again for joining me here post-game. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.